Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrat Green Party alliance has won a narrow victory over Edmund Stoiber's Conservatives. The Social Democrats lost seats in the lower house of parliament, but the Greens made a strong showing and ensured victory for the coalition. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Gerhard Schröder owes his political survival to the Greens. The pro-environment party made its strongest showing in history, winning nearly 9% of the popular vote. Early this morning, Chancellor Schröder and his Green Party partner, Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, claimed victory. Schröder told the cheering crowd that the government will succeed, but it faces hard times ahead, he said. Hard times indeed. Voters punished Schröder's Social Democrats for failing to reduce Germany's high unemployment rate by electing his party with a substantially lower percentage of votes than the party received in 1998. With his coalition partners, the Greens, Schröder faces one of the narrowest majorities in a post-war German parliament. Still, the chancellor managed to put the best spin on his re-election.
Denn wie hat einer, das ist schon ein bisschen länger her, natürlich mal gesagt, einer meiner Vorgänger.
A majority is a majority, Schröder said, paraphrasing the famous quote by Germany's first post-war leader, Konrad Adenauer. And we'll take it, he added. Perhaps last night's most surprising result was the unexpectedly high showing by the Greens. The party centered its campaign around its popular member, Joschka Fischer.
Das haben viele für utopisch gehalten.
We were told our goal of becoming the third largest party in parliament was a utopian dream, Fischer told supporters. Judging by the returns, though, the party did achieve that dream. Earlier last night, the race appeared too close to call. A dramatic showing by the center-right Christian Union parties led its leader, Edmund Stoiber, to declare victory at one point.
Die CDU, die CSU, die Union, wir haben die Wahl gewonnen.
The Union parties have won this election, Stoiber announced. Indeed, it was a victory of sorts for the opposition. Under Stoiber's leadership, it managed to cut the government's majority in parliament by half. But even after official government numbers confirmed the election results, Stoiber remained defiant.
Sollten wir aufgrund des Ergebnisses nicht die Regierung stellen können.
To his supporters in the Bavarian capital, Munich, Stoiber promised that the Schröder government will last a very, very short time. Stoiber's Christian Union may have been robbed of its victory by the poor showing of its likely coalition partner, the pro-business Free Democrats. The party had hoped to win 18% of the vote. In the end, it garnered only 7. Analysts attributed the loss to a last-minute attempt by the party's deputy chairman, Jürgen Mollemann, to attract support from far-right voters. Mollemann attacked a prominent German Jewish community leader. It was widely judged as an anti-Semitic campaign. Last night, the party's leader, Guido Westerwelle, announced that Mollemann would be fired from the party.
Gerade so kurz vor der Wahl Alleingänge macht und deswegen hat das Präsidium der Freien Demokraten einstimmig.
Westerwelle apologized to supporters and pledged to regroup for the next general election. For his part, Chancellor Schröder asked his justice minister, Herta Deubler-Gmelin, to resign. She outraged the White House after being quoted comparing the tactics of President Bush to those of Adolf Hitler. Deubler-Gmelin denied making the statements, but the allegation cast a dark shadow over yesterday's election. Critics of Schröder also note that the chancellor will now have his work cut out for him in repairing U.S.-German relations. Schröder won the election in large part because of his harsh rhetoric against the Bush administration's policy toward Iraq. Administration officials said the campaign, quote, poisoned relations between the two countries. Schröder will likely spend the next several months applying an antidote. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.